This is On Target Dance Party Radio with your host, Maude Marty.
To the shore, the New Orleans. Everybody, boomeranging like the world I've never seen. Dance and do the boomerang, all right. Dance and do the boomerang, all right. Everybody ought to dance and do the boomerang. Look at me. Now tell me, can I go? Look at me, baby. Now tell me, can I go? Well, I can dance and boomerang all over the floor.
Welcome to On Target Podcast, where we play Northern Soul, Mod Beat, Rare Groove, and Forgotten Gems, all on vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Maude Marty. Ernie K. Doe, blasting the crowd with the virtues and pitfalls of The Boomerang. That came out in 1966 on the Duke label. And now, the announcement you have all been waiting for. On Target is on the face radio. From the heart of Canada to the soul of Brooklyn. That's right, New York. I've been in talks with these cats for ages now, and I can finally tell you that On Target is on the Face Radio. Go to thefaceradio.com and check out the internet's coolest streaming radio. I can't tell you how great this is. I am so happy.
I call her happy,
Pointer Sisters doing a rousing version of Sam Cooke's Having a Party on the Blue Thumb label. Before that, Velvet Hammer, which is actually Andre Williams, a small project he did in the mid-70s. That came out in 1977. The track's called Happy, and it came out on the Suzy label. Thank you. Courtney from 1969, Let Me Turn You on the Buddha label. Before that, Bertha Tillman, Lovin' Time on Brent. And started that set off with Both Sides of Greasy by Billy Preston. It's parts 1 and 2 on the Derby label, came out in 1963. Target Dance Party Radio in England on modradiouk.net.
Do yourself a favor, wake up to your mind. Life is what you make it, see but still you're blind. Get yourself together, give before you take. You'll find out the hard way, so you're gonna break. Going places, and if they bust you, you just keep on smiling through and through. And you'll be amazed at the gaze on their faces as they sentence you. You don't need a lawyer when you're in a fix. Someone got to pay them to pull off tricks. Got you love something that you just can't buy. Holding to the truth, girl, love has gone on by. Smiling faces bring you flowers, and you can line them up and you can watch them grow for hours. And you'll be amazed at the way that they stare as they walk by your door.
Bring a new drum. Have a DIY to my home, you don't have to worry, I won't do you no wrong. Bring it on home, bring it to your home, bring it on home, bring it to your home. Look here, pretty baby, this mess I won't stand. All the other women see you got another man. Bring it on home, bring it to your home. Bring it on home.
That was Manfred Mann doing an awesome version of Bring It to Jerome, which most mods will know the John David and the Mood version. But Manfred Mann really pulled it off on the United Artists label. Before that, the Midnight Rebels, a track called Smiling Phases, not to be confused with the Traffic number of the same name, that came out in 1969 on the Mister label. And the top of that stack was The Livers, referring to Liverpool. It's actually a band called the Chicagoans, tracks called Beatle Time. It's an instrumental homage to the Beatles from 1964, came out on the Constellation label.
I sweet, sweet loving.
Visit ontargetpodcast.ca, the official On Target website, for all episodes and links to your favorite listening apps, including Apple Podcasts, Google, SoundCloud, Amazon Music, and Player FM. We are also available for download at iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Gaana, Boomplay, and Deezer. Listen, comment, download, share, and feel free to send me an email directly at mod.marty@yahoo.com. Started off that set with the sweet Broken Heart Attack on Smash. After that, one of my all-time favorites by the OJs from 1964, I'll Never Forget You, on Imperial, and rounded that set off with Chuck Overton, I'm So Thankful, on Cap. From 1965, just a little bit. An old Roscoe Gordon track, given a kick in the pants by Roy Head on the Scepter label. Before that, Bobby Bennett, a real ground shaker, Baby Try Me, on the Filet of Soul label, and started that set off with a powerful number by a band called Allison. From 1973, Born to Be a Lover on the King label.
All the two looking over your shoulder. Move a little closer. Come on, girl.
Peaches and cream. Man, she's a real beauty, and I'm so proud to say
there ain't nobody like my babe. There ain't nobody like my babe. There ain't nobody like my babe. There ain't nobody like my babe.
She can talk. You ought to see my little girl walk a walk. I tell you, she's the finest that's ever worn a dress.
There ain't nobody like my babe. There ain't nobody like my babe. There ain't nobody like my babe. Ain't nobody like my babe.
Give that girl my heart, 'cause she is so good to see. Nothing can make us part, 'cause I know how she loves me. If you see my baby, then you know. Never was such a cute thing with so much soul. My love for her so strong, I've got to hum the song.
Ain't nobody like my babe. Ain't nobody like my babe. Ain't nobody like my babe.
No, 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 no.
The Denisons, Nobody Like My Babe, Michelle Talmy production on the Decca label from 1964. Before that, The Action, a Sir George Martin discovery that stayed enough below the radar to remain mod cult heroes to this day. Here they are doing The Marvelettes' I'll Keep On Holding On, produced by Sir George Martin on the Parlophone label from 1966. At the top, Jimmy Hanna and the Dynamics, vibrating out of the grooves of the Seafair Bolo label from 1965, their version, a very twangy garage version of Eddie Holland's Leaving Here.
Out of sight.
It was out of sight.
I wanna do it. We're not old enough to get married. We're just not old enough. Life gets rough and things get tough when you're just not old enough. Wait for me.
Wait for me.
Wait for me.
Wait for me.
Boy, I love you, baby. Can't you see? Darling, please be faithful.
Songwriter and producer and often performer Chris Kenner, famous for writing Land of a Thousand Dances, was born in Kenner, Louisiana, incidentally. That track's called Packin' Up, and it came out on the New Orleans Instant label. Also on the Instant label before that, Alan Colley, with a track penned by Mac Rabinek, aka Dr. John, We're Not Old Enough. An early R&B track that was played on the Northern Soul scene, interestingly enough, and started that whole stack off with The Manhattans. Teach Me the Philly Dog came out in the US on the Carnival label. I played it for you on the Canadian Rio label. And now to bring the track count up to 22, gonna leave you off with Johnny Jones and the King Casuals, a lovely Latin-laced instrumental called Soul Poppin' from 1968 on the Brunswick label.
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM. or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.